We wish to understand the warehousing ownership. Which are the ways in which warehouse ownerships can be managed by organizations? You can have a company-owned warehouse. So it's like your own warehouse, designed in your way, at the appropriate location, managed by you completely. Second is a company managed in a hired facility. You hire a warehouse, means the walls generally, and probably whatever facilities that has been given. Rest, everything is managed by you, your people. Maybe you will have your own IT platforms installed, etc. Manpower, again, could be outsourced by you, but it is overall under your charge, not the warehousing operator's charge, etc. So this is like a company managed hired facility. So your overall rental is paid by you. Rest, everything is managed by you. Totally outsourced. You don't do anything. Goods come and go in that warehouse. Rest, everything is by the third party. So it's a totally outsourced. Every other functions related to that, what we have earlier seen, inward noting, outward noting, damage control, information system updation, all this thing is managed by this outsourced service provider. Last is, warehouse activities are at procurement stage. So this is what we need to understand. So there are three ways that you can own the warehouse: company owned, company managed but hired facility, and totally outsourced. Now what we are trying to understand is to where, when do you think you need a warehousing? So warehousing activities are generally at a three stage: procurement stage, manufacturing stage and distribution stage. Procurement stage is like all raw materials has to reach your manufacturing plant. There also you have various warehousing concepts in views, though it is not a subject matter of a distribution management. Say for example, automobile manufacturers, so many types of nuts, bolts, rubber parts, plastic parts, dashboards, tires, they come earlier days from within India, now they come from part of the world also. So how does that manage? So what they do is, there is a some, you know, en route centralized locations are created where various vendors will supply this raw materials. From there, this OEM maintains the full truck load coming to the manufacturing plant as per the production schedule. So that's a procurement stage. Manufacturing stage, you need a available raw material at the time of your production. So you therefore have probably a company warehouse, as they say, within the plant locations where required inventory is maintained so that the plant production can be managed. So that's what the manufacturing stage, where you need a warehouse. Distribution stage, goods what has been produced needs to be moved out to the market. So that's a finished goods warehouse, as they say. So that's a distribution stage warehousing. Again, a different ballgame challenge, so to say, and different technology is needed, different warehousing platforms may be needed. However, all these things comes under overall supply chain management concept. We have earlier studied supply chain management. What is that? We have studied what is logistics management, and within that, what is the distribution management. So warehousing ownership and stages at which you need to have the warehouse. Why I have covered this here? Because you may decide to adopt to any one of the above approach for having a warehousing to meet your procurement stage warehousing need, or production stage, or distribution stage warehousing needs. Generally, say for the procurement, you may go for the lease warehouse or, you know, outsource warehouse. A plant manufacturing is generally in the plant areas, so you prefer to run your own warehousing. This thing, distribution again is a call. It could be managed by you, it could be managed by you, the leased warehouse, or it could be a totally an outsourced operation. So that's the call that management takes based on the trade-offs and the cost-benefit analysis. One important partner that you need to understand is the clearing and forwarding agent linked with the warehousing. Goods ownership is something important that one need to understand. Goods ownership remains in your hand till it is passed on to your final consumers. Now, company can have a choice of retaining the goods ownership all through them, or they want to find a partner who owns that responsibility at a cost. So that's where the clearing and forwarding agent come into picture. They are that intermediary who receives the goods from the organization, but the ownership is still of the organization. They receive the goods as a ownership of the manufacturer. they maintain every aspect of the distribution logistics, storage, information, transportation, information updations, etc. So that's what an agent of the company who owns the goods, they provide the warehousing entire services that we have talked about earlier. Entire function of the warehousing is supported by the clearing and forwarding agent. It is done as per the organization's guideline and the requirement. So organization has an upper hand over him. They define when he should update the information, when he should update the order requirement, when he should update bills and receivable status, etc. All this thing is laid down, how he should dispatch first in, first out, or any other method, etc. So that is the guideline given by the organization, followed by the CNF agent. And overall, his responsibility is efficient customer service. In his case, it could be the state level distributor or the agent or the retailer, etc. So that's where he has to link them in a way that their order fulfillment happens. There is never a stock out situation and those kind of things. So that is what the customer service is, an important deliverable of the CNF agents. Customer service by these agents includes timeliness of the order execution. You provide right goods as ordered, as intended by the distributor or the retailer, right feel and the right time, and you continue to provide him goods at the right time. So the order execution and fulfillment rate is the first customer service. Quality of the items sent, yana. So you sent a proper stock rotation. The quality has to do with the either the expiry date in terms of the pharmaceutical products, or in other case the first in, first out, or whatever that is as defined, and overall the condition of the goods, and comprises of the quality of the goods sent. Information backup, yana. So you provide him with the required information. That is what he has to provide, and that is what he is a catalyst between the manufacturer on one hand and the customer on the other end, which is the distributor and the retailer. So his information system also has to be more or less real time. He should process order, he should update the information about the process order, dispatch of order, etc., so that the stakeholders get a real update. Secondly, transportation efficiency, because they are responsible to transport from their location, go down to various distributor retailers in the market. So that's the secondary transport. Spoke model, as we say, generally we speak about hub and spoke model. They are more in charge of that spoke model. They operate that. And say Hindustan Lever, CNF agent, then we'll have to distribute goods to the distributor in Juhu area, South Mumbai, North Mumbai, etc. So that's what they don't need a large container truck or a large truck. It goes into a small LCV. So Tata LCV or whatever. So that's a transport, secondary transport efficiency, and adherence to other operational activities. So the care that they have to take during transport, the safety, the damage control, all those aspects are being handled by the CNF agent. So that's what their customer service responsibility. Few other aspects linked with the CNF agents are, how do you go about selection of the right CNF agents? It's a huge task in itself, responsible job. You have to not only credibility of it, the credit worthiness of it, the capability of it, the performance of guys, etc. So it's a challenge, and a selection of the right CNF agent. So there has to be a proper procedures for that, and that is defined. Starts with the declaration of the intent by the organization through an advertisement, then maybe a primary level assessment, then secondary level assessment, and then maybe the final level assessments, etc. And there also what is to be assessed and all is very well structured and laid down. You also try and see the infrastructure and resources that is required, and same is conveyed correctly to the CNF agent. It is like you must also, it's your responsibility to convey to them what are your minimal expectation when it comes to infrastructure, when it comes to the resource, which is manpower and equipment, tools, etc. So you must convey also your requirement very clearly. Remuneration package. Remuneration package is for doing this service to you. How this guy will be reimbursed and how this guy will be paid, what will he earn? So these are various ways that has been practiced. You either have a per unit. So per unit, say like 5 rupees or per unit 10 rupees or whatever. That could be one way. Here, incentive is that the more unit he pushes out, more he will earn. But at the same time, there may be a notoriety of showing more goods being dispatched and then held up in transport. but not reaching the market, etc. So those are some of the things that needs to be controlled. Later, therefore, organizations have also incorporated what you call percentage of sale. Percentage of sales takes into account receivables received by the CNF agent. CNF agent is also liable to ensure that the required payment is received. Now, in the first method, it may not be the case. And in the second method, that is assurance to the organization that he is achieved that part also very well. So, percentage of sale or something that you gave. Reimbursement of a fixed expense plus marginal rate. So, organization may decide that these are the fixed expense that will be borne by the organization, over and above certain marginal rate will be given to him as a incentive. So that his fixed cost is covered, marginal rate gives him the incremental benefit. Marginal rate can be linked to the unit, the volume handled, etc. So that he also has a incentive to work better. Telescopic rate is a concept that one need to understand. In all earlier system that I have mentioned, more is out, the more the CNF agent earns. Organizations tend to suffer if more is being handled by the CNF agent. While on the other end, organization feels ke bhai, they should also get a part of that benefit, because the organization who's provide him the efficient service, he is able to therefore cater to the market very efficiently. And why it should be that more he pushes out, more he should earn? Because marketing and selling expenditure is done by the organization. As a result, there is a pull in the market. So, organizations have got into what you call a telescopic rate, which is initially, as the volume grows, he may get more. But beyond the point, if the volume goes, he starts getting less of it. So, there could be staggered rate for achieving X volume, then X plus Y so much. But beyond Y, this thing will start coming down. As a result, overall, a steady flow is achieved by both the CNF agent and organization also pays him in a steady manner, retaining still the incentive to do more and earn more kind of thing. At the same time, organization is not giving up everything, because organization is putting an effort for which organization is also adjusting it in a telescopic rate. So, that's the difference of the telescopic rate. These are the aspects that one need to see while you appoint a CNF agent. Locating the warehousing distribution center. In the book, you will have a comprehensive approach as such. In explanations, I will try to focus on the critical derived message of that explanation given in the book. I am not going to get into really showing you charts and graphs and explain you. So, let's start as to how do you go about locating a warehouse or the distribution center. Center of gravity is generally used, and center of gravity, when you say, it has to do with one end is the market demand, second end how much you can supply, a third end variation in the market demand. So, you have more than one market obviously. So, who can command a better share of pie in terms of your retention, in terms of your dispatch, in terms of having a location, etc. So, that's what they say, the center of gravity method. Gravity, as you know, water will flow where there is a level and there is a gravity available, vis-a-vis lake of gravity. Water will not go at a height. Water will flow downwards. So, that's the center of gravity principle. There are calculations that has been briefly shown in the book. I recommend that you study it from the understanding of this gravity method perspective. Not that you have to remember the science behind, etc. Genset making example is given, where so much of a complexity is involved. Genset as a product has a engine and a alternator, but at the same time it has so many small parts, wireframes, wires, nuts, bolts, etc. So, how do you decide where your warehouse should be? So, that's a decision that depends on what is coming from which part, the value of it, etc. And then you decide, okay, this is where if I have my manufacturing warehouse, if I can have it here, it will be beneficial to me, because it will overall minimize my transportation leg time and the transportation cost also. You get into the example of a genset, after that, you try to understand the warehouse and DC is a subject matter of a multiple locations. So you have a multiple, probably it's okay, your factory is only at one location and you have a multiple markets to cater to. There can be a scenario where you have more than one factory producing the same goods and you have the same market, multiple markets to cater to. So in all these scenarios, you work out table similar to what we call earlier that Northwest, corner model. You work out a graph in which these things are plotted. It's a graphical representation first done to plot what is where, to which the distance is like put in, and then at the supply end, you put up your demand and all. And then you try to, through an algorithm, and which has been shown partly in the book, through a complex algorithm using statistical methods, etc., and algebraic this thing, you try to derive a point where the center of gravity, if set, and that is your location of warehouse or the DC is put, it will have minimal transportation cost and maximum service efficiency. So that's the way you calculate between different suppliers, different market or demand point versus from the supply point, where should your warehouse be. That will help you to optimize or minimize your transportation cost and optimize your distribution in the market so as to achieve the desired customer service level. So continue to understanding about the locating the warehouse and DC. The central point's location is influence. Now, after having studied the demand side and the supply side basis, there are a few other aspects that will determine center of gravity. So that's what we are trying to understand. So that point decision is also influenced by the relative weightage of the source and the market. So source is also creating its own weight and the market also has his own weight. And source of, say, where should the ketchup guy have his unit? Should the ketchup guy have his unit where the bulk of tomatoes are produced, or should he have his manufacturing where the market is? Now obviously market is going to be multiple locations. So essentially in this case the gravity will attract the guy to remain close to the place where the tomatoes are produced more. So he is able to bulk procure it, make the paste of it and store the paste. Paste can be stored for the future use also. So these are the few factors that may determine also any source that supplies a major quantity. So one is a seasonality, second is a quantity. Source which will have a large quantity being supplied will also extract its weight and pull the decision of having a warehouse or DC towards that. Or the market which sells large quantity. So market which sells large quantity can definitely have a weight on where the location should be. Or market which is selling premium goods more can also have the center of gravity attracted towards that side. Other goods can be supplied from that warehouse to the other part of the market, etc. So that's how the central point moves. And the last is what we do not have so far, we are not considered, is the freight rate and the transit time. When you apply this freight rate and the transit time to that permutation and algorithm, your DC center may change. So distribution warehousing center is also driven by not only just the strength of the supply point or the demand point in terms of market, but also by quality of goods that you sell, the worth of goods that you sell, then comes the freight and the time lag, time that it may take to reach your final destination or the final market destination, etc., will create where your distribution center should be. So the book which is trying to explain you step by step these aspects through some algorithmic calculations, etc., but essentially this is the message which comes out of that. So idea is like you and me, or we should put an effort to understand this aspect better. So after warehousing, overall we have really understood the warehousing operations in complete totality. However, this particular section is introduced here to give you a perspective about goods and service tax. You and me know that India has adopted to goods and service tax regime effective 1st of July 2017. How this is going to change the warehousing scenario? So I am going to touch base on that quickly. It's a one nation, one tax. Earlier, all states used to have their own percentage of tax applicable, permutation and combination thereof galore. So a businessman doing a business from Mumbai catering to the all India market has to have 26 plus type of structure in his mind that if I have to sell goods into JNK, then this is how the my invoice should be made. If I have to sell goods in Gujarat, then this is how my tax will be calculated, etc. So, plethora of various tax which were applicable state-wise is now replaced by only one tax, which is GST. So, as they say, the GST punchline is one nation, one tax. They have scrapped what you had a state-wise this thing. Tax is applied when the ownership of goods passed on. Ownership of goods passed on when it is invoiced. When it is invoiced onto a final consumer. Now, look at a scenario which was before GST. Before GST, I will straight away take the example of automobile industry. Same was the case with many other product or other all categories of product. Automobile produced by a company in say Nasik, supplied all over the country. But if the supply has to happen from Nasik, then this manufacturer will have to worry about the differential state structure of goods passing through different states, etc., finally reaching the end consumer. Now, to avoid that, an end consumer is somewhere else. His distributor is also somewhere else. The moment the goods are invoiced, the ownership has moved on to the other side. They are not willing to take the ownership of transit damage and all. So, what do this guy do? So, as a result, OEMs have to have the setup in warehouse, their own warehouse in all the states. So, goods are sent from the manufacturer into this warehouse. From there, only it is invoiced as per the applicable tax. Now, that is not needed. You can have one invoice, your goods can pass through the various states and reach the final consumers. At the same time, yes, you have taken care of the ownership aspect as well. So, transit damage and all are being understood in GST in its own way. So, earlier warehouse in each state, now you don't need in each state, you can have a large centralized warehouse. Time wastage is reduced, corruption and transit time is reduced, your lorry or the truck doesn't have to stop at all the octroi, all the checkpoints, etc. And they move without being stopped. So, that's another advantage of GST. So, this has its own impact. So, what happens? That is what we are trying to study the impact. Growth momentum has come in the warehousing operation. India is now looked upon as another destination to put up large warehouses. When I went to Singapore, and you should see, kilometer ke kilometer, all these Adidas and Sony, their warehouses are running. They run into kilometers, such a large size. Here, you hardly see one gala, two gala type of warehouse. Now, even it is possible in India to set up a very large one warehouse, centralized warehouse. From there, you take care of dispatches. So, more modernization is possible if you have a scale. Second is scale of operation can be really increased manifold. Technology can be implied. Technology adoption is also subject to the area that it has, So, that more the area, technology utilization is far better. So, technology adoption has become possible. So, the growth momentum has come in. Bring more investment for growth. After the GST declaration, almost $1.5 billion is committed for the warehouse modernization in India. It is by the Indian company as well as the foreign experts, foreign warehousing expert company coming to India. So, you see that inflow of the capital has improved. Change in the business model has become possible. Now, you don't have to have a business model linked to the warehousing, where your warehouse is. Now, your distribution model can be different. So, move away from the multiple warehousing. So, that was given up. You can adopt to now hub and spoke model. You only have a hub or one or two hubs. From there, you have a spokes model operated. So, that you are able to efficiently manage your transportation movement, minimize the transportation cost per unit. And that has become possible. Customer service has improved because goods and transit is not being stopped at all the octroi. It passes through state after state. You should really talk to the fleet operators, the drivers, the convenience that they are enjoying. Trucks are not stopped at all. They move non-stop for hours and hours. Otherwise, every city or state you are entering, truck has to stop. Documentation takes, octroi check, blah, blah, which is not the case. So, your business model has, customer service has improved. Way to operate has changed. Now you can bring in IT, you can have the mobile app based IoT technology being implemented. So Internet of Things, as they call, which gives a lot of power to the fleet operator, to the organization hiring the fleet operator. Real time information supply is possible. So that's the entire change that is happening. You can have your hub and spoke model, you can have your brick and mortar model, simultaneously you can operate your online model. So you see, many companies have not only their distributors and all in place, they also deal in with the online orders. That has become possible because now the goods movement has become free because of a single tax. Enables massive scale of operation. As I told you earlier, the size of the warehouse, now the scale of operation also can be increased by adopting the technology. As I told you, Amazon has a large warehouse where automatic electrified floors are there, where those machines move as a picking agent. They pick up the goods, they bring it to the filling areas. Filling is also automated. All coding and labeling is also automated, and then the dispatch happens. And so look at that entire massive scale or massive warehouse handling. The scale goes up. As a result, the technology and IT integration will really produce remarkable result. Today, you have a trackability. Your consumers can check at every moment where the goods have reached. All that is possible because of barcode, RFID, RFID implementation, etc. We will study about that in some other chapter as we move. So that's, it has become possible due to GST and the massive warehouse space. Therefore, the technology integration and therefore the scale of operation can reach a different level. So friends, we have completed the subject matter of warehousing management under distribution management. Thank you.